Hi, this is Steve Rubin, the founder of World War II Daily, and you're listening to Speaking of History.
The Eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to a podcast that focuses on education, technology, and history. Well, you're listening to episode number 51, and this will be posted to the web on December 7th, 2006. So it's very fitting on the day that we commemorate and remember what happened at Pearl Harbor that we look at a site that focuses on World War II. Last week I was in Washington, D.C. for the National Council of Social Studies Conference, and as I went through the exhibit hall, there were several exhibits that I chose to interview participants for, and one of them was a new website called World War II Daily, and I talked to Steve Rubin, the person in charge of the site, and got some information about this incredible site that teachers and students and anyone interested in World War II history will find fascinating. So here's my interview with Steve Rubin of World War II Daily website.
Hello, we're here on the exhibit floor at the National Social Studies Conference in Washington, D.C., and I'm with Steve Rubin of a great new resource for teachers called World War II Daily. Can you tell us a little bit about your website, Steve?
Sure. Basically, we're telling the history of World War II day by day in a daily newscast. It's an audiovisual presentation, and we intend to keep it on the air for 6 years on the web at www.2daily.com. And we're not using the benefit of hindsight. You're basically seeing a broadcast as it would have appeared back in the 30s and 40s, although we've added a kind of a modern announcer dressed in 40s garb. And he's showing footage and clips from that period.
Wow, so a teacher could just use this in their classroom. How long is it a set number of minutes for each one? Or
each segment runs approximately 2.5 minutes. And we have some educational ideas which will be on our website probably this month. Essentially, we're encouraging the teachers to use the broadcast as a jumping off point for the students. They can take a story they hear on the website and expand upon it, offer an alternative opinion, talk about propaganda, because since we're not using the benefit of hindsight, a lot of the stories that appear from the news at that time are not necessarily accurate.
Okay.
And the other thing about the whole site is the ability to live through the war as if you're hearing the news for the first time. So it's exciting.
Well, that's an awesome concept. Is there a charge for teachers to access this information?
No, it's all free. We're actually looking for sponsors now, so we're hoping to keep it up for 6 years based on our relationships with sponsors and advertisers. But the reaction has been terrific. I think that there's an interesting experience that goes on when you hear the war news every day. You begin to see the little stories that may not have lasted through history. For instance, in the first few weeks of the war, an American merchantman, the city of Flint, was captured by a German battleship. And the crew was interned in Russia, which was at that time allied with Germany. And there was a lot of diplomatic pressure being put on the Germans to give their ship back, which they eventually did, by the way. But who ever heard of this story? I mean, it's been lost to history. I mean, everybody remembers the invasion of Poland and the invasion of Russia. But these little stories now start to come out again.
Well, I think it's interesting. I teach 8th grade American history, and you know, our students are living through the Iraq War, and so you know, they're seeing a war through the eyes of modern media.
Right.
But it would have been so much different in World War II in some ways, and then also, you know, a lot of similarities also. So I think this would be a great resource to kind of even, you know, compare the two, even though they're completely different wars and everything, but
to draw some
connections.
There are similarities. You know, I think that it is overseas. I think that we're involved in a very difficult fight. It's funny because I was thinking the other day, when was the last time the United States fought a stand-up fight in the field? And I couldn't think. I mean, I probably have to go back to mid-Vietnam.
Yeah.
Because we've been fighting essentially guerrilla wars for years.
Yeah.
And World War II was a whole different thing. And I think also I kind of think of the site as inspiring to today's generation, inspiring and showing the world when we were perceived of as, I would essentially feel, the good guys.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see us get back to that.
Cool. Oh, very good. We'll put the link on the show notes. And if anybody wants to contact you, is there an email address they could contact you at?
Yes, they can contact me directly. It's on our website. My email address is Steven, with an N, S-T-E-V-E-N, at fastcarrier.com, which is the name of my company. Fast Carrier Pictures is a motion picture company in Los Angeles. We're involved in all sorts of audiovisual programming. In fact, we're bringing it in the spring. We're going to bring out a documentary on an Hispanic World War II hero named Guy Gabaldon.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks again to Steve for taking time out of his busy day to do an interview with me at the exhibit floor at NCSS. Definitely a very busy booth during the day. Great project. Go ahead and check it out. You can actually go to the website right now and see a sample of the 2-minute or 2.5-minute video that they have up. And the address is www.ww2daily.com. Great website. They plan on doing over 2,000 episodes, I believe, over the course of 6 years of the war. So should be a huge project, but it looks very well done already. Looks like they have a lot of things that will eventually be put on the site. One of the neat things that I'd like you to check out if you do go to the site is they have a tribute page so that you can actually pay tribute to people in your family or people that you know that are World War II veterans, and that'll be on the site as well. So thanks for that, and check out the website. Stay tuned for more episodes from things that happened at NCSS. I did a short interview with the curator at Ford's Theater, and we hope to have that podcast up in the next couple of days. So thanks for listening to Speaking of History, and I'll talk to you again soon. Good night.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.